What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Lion's Head Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about some real shit. Emotions, goals, visions, setbacks, vices, you know, all the things that in life will help us, better us, and ultimately also hold us back. But here we are on this beautiful Saturday morning at 6 o'clock a.m. And, you know, I just got done doing some burpees. I'm here walking Leon. Look, these podcasts, again, are mainly about this journey of this man who wants to help you improve the quality of your life. And there is no growth without pain. There's no growth without struggle. The comfort that you seek is what's killing you, truthfully. And many things have been going on lately. And I'm just going to speak off the top of my head. I never really have any of these podcasts planned out. I'm here and I'm going to speak. And hopefully you guys can get some value from this. That's always what I'm trying to give you. Look, things are going to sometimes not make sense. That's probably one of the biggest things. Things will not always make sense. And then you have to really ask yourself, well, what can I really focus on at the moment? Okay. In a world where things change, you need principles that don't. So no matter what, my wake-up time allows me to at least have that foundation. Then my workout gives me more foundation, lays on that foundation of like, you know what? I can control this. I can control what time I wake up at. I can control what I do with my body. I can control what I put in my body, right? These principles don't necessarily have to change. Sure, you can travel. Sure, you can do things, but you can always decide what you're going to eat. You can always decide if you're going to work out. I was talking to a guy the other day. He's like, yeah, I just can't find the time to work out. I'm like, shut the fuck up. That's bullshit, bro. Put a timer on for 10 minutes and do burpees for 10 minutes. I guarantee you'll be fucking gassed out by the second minute. And there's always a way. There's always a way. And never allow your physique, your physical presence to dwindle because of bullshit excuses. And I'm not saying fitness is everything, but fitness is the epitome of also feeling good, looking good, and being better. Because when you're sick, you can't do shit. And as much as I want to keep talking about that, there's certain things in my life that I want to bring up to light. And it's just like relationships. And I'm a man right now that's I'm very hard on myself. Because the coaches that I have are super hard on themselves, which in turn make them really hard on me. And this morning, sometimes things are tough, man. And that's why you have to go back to your vision. You have to go back to what's driving you, what's pulling you. And for me, where I am right now, like I believe I reached almost, not the top, but I've reached a physical peak of my body. Meaning, I've been doing this for 17 years now. Like, I can shred down when I want. I could have a six-pack. I could be veiny. I could be massive. I know exactly what to do. It's not that difficult for me because it's just I've done it for so long that I've almost mastered it. Now, for me in business and helping clients and becoming financially better, financially amazing. I don't want to say all financial freedom. No, I want to be financially motherfucking amazing. You know, and I think to myself like luxury. I'm not saying because these things make you. It's like, when I first started working out, like, man, I wanted to be big. I wanted to have a six-pack. I want to have good shoulders. I want to have big lats. I wanted to have an amazing body that most people don't really have. Like, those type of things are what I really, really wanted to have, right? And so I aimed for those things and eventually got me to where I'm at now. You know, a physique that's really good, admirable. People look at me like, damn, that's a fucking greatest physique, right? And so right now, when I think about finances and business, I'm like, yo, I want to be able to, like, go travel. Like, I'm not a big fan of Porsches and Ferraris and Lamborghinis. Like, those things are like whatever. For me, it's more like experiences, being able to go with people, but being able to have the money to be able to, like, yo, I'll pay for it. There's like fucking 10 of us, I'll take the check. And not because I want to like use my money for power. I just want to be like, no, I can't. Like, there's nothing like being able to be the man to take care of people, being able to go rent out a cabin, being able to go see places without restriction, right? Like, I'm able to wear whatever the fuck I want to wear, and I know I'll pull it off. I can take my shirt off anywhere I want. I can take my shirt off in front of the camera. I can take my shirt off at the pool, at the beach, at the mall, anywhere, and I'll feel so confident in myself knowing that people will look at me and be like, damn, it's fucking, and some people will hate on me. That's part of life, right? And so I believe in this world, it also gives people motivation. It's not an ego thing for me, you know? Like, before it was an ego thing for me, but fitness became a thing where, like, yo, okay, great body, but let me show you how to get it. And I believe that when we reach the pinnacle of what we really want, the goal after that is to teach people how to do it. Look, we're not that different. We're humans. You want love. I want love. Money helps me. Money helps you. Being really fit helps you, and it helps me, right? Being close to God helps both of us. And every day, we either getting closer or further away from those things. Simple as that. There is no in between. And I believe that as we walk through these, as every day we wake up, there's always that, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? Like, and for me, that's been entrepreneurship for me until this one guy, Alex Ramosi, said it. He's like, entrepreneurship is always going to be a level of uncertainty. That's what entrepreneurship is. And that clarified a lot for me. I'm like, oh, this is why I always feel this way. And I believe that's also why I love entrepreneurship, because there's a level of uncertainty, there's a level of you're not sure if this is going to work out. But that's what builds the excitement. That's what builds the, all right, we got, hey, are we still good today? Okay, we're still good today, so we got to keep going. we're not done yet. So I believe that part of entrepreneurship and what I love about it in business is just the fact that it is uncertain. It is, I don't know if it is going to work out, but if I knew for a fact it was going to work out, it wouldn't be as fun. It wouldn't be as thrilling, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about having also confidence in yourself and growing. And for me, that's why bodybuilding was such a beautiful thing, because if you stayed disciplined enough, I knew I was going to grow. If I slept enough, if I ate enough, if I worked out enough, I knew I was going to grow. And so kind of the same thing with entrepreneurship, is a constant growth. It's constantly, the thing with entrepreneurship, it's always growing, and you only grow through pain. So you're consistently in pain. Everything's always on fire. You're always trying to put out fires. And then when there is no fires at the moment, you're like, damn, this is awesome. But then you go back to the fires, but the fires are what make it so much fun. You become a firefighter because there's one problem after another problem. But that's life. You're never going to wake up one day and not have problems. You're always going to have problems, especially when you want to strive forward. And even if you don't want to strive forward, you're still going to have problems. Motherfuckers have problems when they're broke. Motherfuckers have problems when they're rich. Motherfuckers have problems when they're healthy. Motherfuckers have problems when they're fucking not healthy. Problems when they're... It's just a matter of who are you becoming? Who is this person that can handle all this shit? I don't know where my dog is right now, so I'm going to go call him. Hey, just keep pushing. Keep pushing forward. Learn more. It's a growing process. Growing comes with pain. But you won't realize how much you've grown until you hang out with people that you used to hang out with. And you realize that, damn, I'm miles ahead of them. Not in a bad way, but you're just like, damn, I've been putting in the work while they've just been kind of doing the same thing over and over again. I love y'all. Have a good day.